Rick Conti, who joins us this morning, has traveled all the way to L.A. for the, as it says here, Rick, on their Twitter handle, 1,000 vehicles, 100 test drives, virtual reality, games, and more. The L.A. Auto Show, December 1st through the 10th at the Convention Center. Rick, is it going to be an exciting week for you out there, I suppose?
Oh, I tell you what, I got in late last night. Of course, the typical flight delays and what have you. And yes, WEOL is in Los Angeles. We're right down the street from the Convention Center. This place is huge. I mean, you just as you got off the exit ramp, it's like it just occupied the entire exit ramp. The place is just gigantic. And yes, 1,000 vehicles. So we're only here for a day for you guys. I'm going to get some video, going to get some pictures for you. I should have brought my roller skates. I don't know if I'm going to see 1,000 vehicles today, but oh my gosh, yes, 100 different test drives. They got things like the Polaris Slingshot, Mercedes Mountain, and video game experiences like anything else. This is like automotive heaven here. This is just being incredible. So it's exciting to be here for you guys. So media day start today. I'm excited to see this venue because I've never been here before. So the big attention last night, there was like a private party, which we missed because we got in late. But Chevrolet did release, and it's been all year long. People been anticipating this ZR1, this high-performance horsepower car. It's the biggest horsepower car Chevrolet's ever made, 755 horsepower. They revealed it last night in a convertible. People are blown away, and they finally released the anticipated pricing structure, and it starts at $119,995 for the ZR1 Coupe, and the convertible is going to start at $123,000. Could go as high as $150,000. Oh, my gosh.
Rick, that seems a lot more than many Corvettes on the road these days.
You're not kidding. It's really shocked a lot of people because the rumors and rumblings, which we'll be covering that next year for you as well, which we anticipate is a mid-engine car, which has been a lifelong dream for Corvettes and back in the day as Zora Duntoff. So we thought that car would come in at 150. So hearing this today, you would have to suspect that a mid-engine car is going to be in the 175-200 range. So it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I mean, what happened to the value story in Corvette? This has really got a lot of people shocked. Although they're wanting, you know, to pound on their chest and have a big horsepower car, they're like, wait a minute, where are we going with this thing? So there's a lot of mixed feelings right now.
I'm looking at a picture of a Mercedes-Benz that looks like something James Bond would drive. This thing is like a sleek sports car. I mean, I don't know. This is amazing what they're showing out in Los Angeles there.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff previews, and unfortunately, I haven't been into the show floor yet, which are going to be today, and I can't wait to see a lot of that stuff. Well, report on it for you guys. All kinds of reveals. Oh,
I'm looking at they have a Nissan section where there's a drum kit. Craig, it looks like there's like a rock. I don't understand. It's like I see cars, and this one has like, you know, a 10-piece drum set there, and then of course they have their Star Wars because of the Rogue thing. They're kind of doing some sort of Star Wars inspired stuff. So they kind of mix Hollywood with automobiles, and they know how to show. You know, it's show business.
This is going to be exciting for me. I mean, I feel like a little kid because this is. Just from some of the preview stuff we've been able to read online, this is more than just a car show. I mean, this is showing the show up. I mean, this is just something we've never had to experience before. It's pretty neat.
Well, Greg, there's even the picture of the Alfa Romeo here, which apparently won the Motor Trend Car of the Year yesterday that we heard on there. So
yes, that's amazing, huh? How about that?
The Giulia.
That's a shocker.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Is that a car, Rick? Is that a car that can be accessible here in the U.S.? I mean, I know it's made for the U.S., but I don't know offhand where my nearest Alfa Romeo dealer is.
Yeah, they are available, but they're very limited because they have a very, very small dealer network. So very, very limited.
Be on the lookout for the minivan. Apparently, there's a like Minnie Mouse. They've got a pink polka dot. Honda does a van there. So, oh boy. This is like a cartoon, and you know, this is, I don't know, especially this time of the year, it's kind of a Christmassy kind of a thought to it, all this kind of unwrapping of these kind of shiny new, you know, vehicles where you're thinking, would I actually see some of this in my showroom here in Elyria? I don't know if these will ever make it here.
Yeah, exactly. That's unfortunate. I mean, Cleveland does a great show. We've talked about that before. What a nice venue, open venue. They do some reveals from time to time there in Cleveland, and they've got some nice vendors, and it's a good family atmosphere. But for you automotive enthusiasts, if you ever get a chance to go, we're going to be in Detroit for you guys in January, but this is Detroit times 10. It's just unbelievable.
Greg, you got anything more to ask Rick, or can he get back to sleep now?
Well, no, only one more thing. You know, you talked about the new Corvette being unveiled there in L.A. Any other reveals coming up that you're aware of there as we start this season across the country?
Yeah, and I apologize, I don't have a data in front of me. There's going to be dozens and dozens of reveals from different manufacturers that we're going to try and get a glimpse of today for you guys. As I walk around the show floor, it's going to be a real busy day. So, and we'll talk again live on Friday morning. But is there anything that you guys, you big kids, want me to take a peek at?
No, you know, unless there's, well, you know, there might be models, quote unquote, there, you know, along with the cars.
What do you mean models?
You know, it's Hollywood. There's
probably... I know what he means. Well, in Detroit, you're not allowed to talk to the models. So we'll see if these are allowed to speak to us.
Talking to them. What do they have to say? I'm looking at, I tell you, they actually have showing pictures of how they set this up. And you know how sometimes they have to lower a horse out of a ship with some kind of crane and a wedge? They got some cars. They have some cars that they're putting down sideways with four different guys quoted with the thing that says, what could go wrong here? I mean, the value of that car, plus what they try to do to display these things, they have to, it's almost like a consumer electronics show. Who can top the next guy with the display?
Yeah, I know. That's what's neat attending the media day. So a lot of the stuff that we're going to see today, some of the stuff you've seen already and through tomorrow, that's all going to be taken down when the show opens up on December 1st. So I'm glad we can capture a little bit of that for you. So this is the best of the best, the Los Angeles Auto Show. So they do it right. I mean, we're in L.A., for goodness sakes.
Absolutely. And, Craig, I got it. So we'll leave Rick for – now, we have Rick on Friday, apparently, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Right, yeah, Rick. I'll talk to you guys on Friday, and I'll email you some pictures so you can share with the audience. I appreciate it.
Sounds great, Rick. Rick Conti joining us, our correspondent in Los Angeles. Have a good day, Rick.
Thank you.